This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Limits, I heard you talking behind my back. You do think that the sound glass prevents that, but I did.
No, and it's not the glass.
A couple of callers have called in and said I was snapping on you more than usual today, so I would like to apologize. You know, from the beginning of the show, I forgot my computer.
Yes.
And I'm under great duress.
It's a very stressful day for you today, Joe, and I accept
apologize.
Your apology.
I'm going to be extra nice to you.
I appreciate your apology. I don't think it was needed.
Day. May I get you lunch?
I would love lunch.
May I give you money?
I would love money even more than lunch. Maybe you can give me money at the dinner that we go to.
I do have to take you to dinner now, but not Donnie.
We should go to the North Shore Tavern.
We will go to the North Shore
Tavern. That would
be a great
spot.
I'd love to take you to dinner there because I have a gift card there.
That's why I brought it up.
Why don't we do that?
We should.
All right.
When do you want to go?
Tonight.
Okay.
No, I'm playing golf at South Park. Wait, was that mean?
No, I have to record a podcast tonight.
Okay, so you couldn't do it either.
No,
see, you subtly take shots back at me and are just as mean to me as I am to you.
Maybe not just as mean, but you take some subtle shots. I take more subtler shots. Is that a word? More subtler?
No, subtler or more subtle.
Subtler.
I didn't mean to be mean there, just correcting you.
I like to say more funner. I like to say funner. I don't know why. I know it's not a word. I just think it's fun to say. It's funner.
It's redundant, and I don't mean that to be mean.
You have helped me with redundancy.
I know. I'm good at that.
You've told me whether it's something that I write or something that I say, no limits. You don't need to add on blank, blank this season. That is redundant. We know what season it is.
Whether it's golf, writing, or announcing games, which you do, less is more limits.
Yeah.
At all
times. Unless you're on radio doing play-by-play. You wanted to give a full examination of everything that you see. But TV especially, yeah.
I disagree. In fact, I disagree vehemently.
Really?
I think the best play-by-play people are the ones who do it in the fewest words possible and often let the audience speak and often have silence.
Right, but radio, you obviously have to talk it more than TV because there's a visual for TV and people can see it while also hearing
the
effects.
But like radio, when I'm listening to a hockey game, for example, I don't need to know that the puck is on the right side of the ice and they're coming up the right side and it's going from this guy to this guy to this guy to this guy to that guy to that guy. And it's just, I grew up listening to Rick Jenneret and his voice, and Mike Lang was great at this too. He anticipated the game and his voice would rise and lower with the action and there would be space between the words, and he would give ample time for an analyst to say things when necessary. But it didn't feel like, even though the game was on radio, that he felt the need to tell everybody exactly which player had the puck at all times and where the puck was. I don't want that as a listener.
No, that's fair. And I mean, I'm sure there are other aspects of the games that are going on. Like maybe there's a big check that just happened further on down the boards, and there's something that draws your attention and takes it away from it. I think Mike Lang was very, very good at it. Doc Emrick was the king. Him and Gary Thorne on TV of being able to describe the action while being able to give a lot, but at the same time, you didn't feel like you were overwhelmed.
Yeah, I was just watching Mario's classic comeback game in 2000 against the Leafs, and was it Gary Thorne? It wasn't Doc Emrick, I don't think, doing it on TV. It was Gary Thorne, I think. Whoever it was did a fabulous job of calling his goal on a twisting, turning pass from Jágr. But that's beside the point, Limits. We're talking about Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers and how, in my opinion, That's the overriding, overarching story as we begin camp a week from today with the first official practices. TJ Watt, yes, of course, is the immediate newsy story. Is this Andrew Filippone who put out this little tweet here about a source? I believe so.
Yes.
Did you see this one?
About TJ Watt.
An NFC West team recently reached out to the Steelers, according to Pony source, to gauge their interest in trading TJ Watt. And that team was basically told, thanks, but no thanks, didn't go very far. Maybe that will change down the road. So the moral of that story is that, or the lesson from that story is that if it were ever known that TJ was available, you would have teams left and right with big offers. That's the one thing I disagree with people on this station and disagree with some people nationally when they say he wouldn't draw even a first round pick. I think that's ludicrous. He's arguably the best defensive player in all of football, and he's not 35, he's 30. He's for 13 weeks last year, he was the Vegas pretty much runaway winner for defensive player of the year. Then he got hurt and faded late. We could talk a lot about how much we would invest in TJ Watt and what's wise and what's not. But if it were made known that he was available, you would have teams giving the Steelers a very bountiful package for him.
Especially because, you know, the discussion around Garrett was, oh, well, he's definitely going to command two first-round picks. Well, Watt's only a year older than Garrett, 15 months, if we want to be specific, and Watt has better numbers than Myles Garrett. Why would that mean that TJ Watt wouldn't be able to take a first-round pick then if Myles Garrett for two and he's a year younger?
I agree.
I don't get that. I really don't understand it.
Like, we had Devin McCourty on the other day who said absolutely a first-round pick would be. No, he didn't say that. I'm sorry. He said TJ's the better player.
Yes, he likes the splash plays.
Right.
That are significant.
I thought
better.
You just made an excellent point, and I'm going to underscore that, and I'm going to lavish you with positive reinforcement the rest of the show.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry if in the first hour I snapped on you too much.
It's just an old married couple arguing back and forth between each other. That's what we've become.
Next.
Let's go to Robin West Mifflin to chime in.
What's up, Rob? Rob?
Rob?
Rob?
Why can't we hear Rob?
Rob's usually great.
I know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here is Matt in the North Hills.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, so what's considered a successful season cannot be determined strictly on where the team ends up in the playoffs, because you can easily come up with a scenario where the Steelers go 9-8 and eke out a 16-13 win over the Houston Texans in a wild card game and then get smoked the next game against the Chiefs. And at that point, where have you gone as a franchise?
Wouldn't you take that right now? Wouldn't you take a playoff win now? I mean, aren't we starving for a playoff win?
No, because that doesn't get us any closer to a Super Bowl, and ultimately that's what we're trying to do. And that one-game loss or one-game win followed by an immediate blowout or not competitive game doesn't get us anywhere close to that, especially when you have a 41-year-old quarterback.
I hear that. He'll be 42 by then. But okay, so what then constitutes success for you for this Steelers season?
You need to see something that you can either build on or seriously threatens making a Super Bowl run. Like Will Howard, for some reason, was the one that got 9-8 and won the playoff game. Then you can say, oh, we're building on that for the next year. But if all you do is eke out a wild card game and eke out a wild card win, the whole thing is going to start over next year with a new quarterback. So you can't call that a successful
season. Well, I mean, okay. The whole thing's going to start over no matter what, though, next year, at least at the quarterback position. Very likely. I mean, that's a different topic. What if Aaron Rodgers plays great? What if he feels rejuvenated a year removed from the Achilles and is great and they get to the AFC title game? I still think there's a chance that he could come back for one more. I do. He hasn't ruled it out. Limits?
No, I mean, if he plays significantly well, then that would make a lot of sense for Rodgers to come back, because then it shows, oh, I do have a lot still left in the tank. Like, he believes it, but now there's some actual proof behind it that you can put on tape, unlike with the Jets, where there were a lot of moments where he looked good, but he didn't sustain it for wins and losses.
I commend you for making that point. It was well stated and poignant.
I think your point was even better than mine.
No, your point was a million miles better than mine.
Thank you.
And I'm going to lavish you with praise for the rest of the show.
How do you feel about Ryan Clark's take on Mike Tomlin?
Oh, I do want to hear that. I do want to hear. This is Ryan Clark talking about his old coach.
So we have two things on Tomlin. First, Clark saying that Tomlin needs his Andy Reid run somewhere else. This was Clark on the Green Light podcast with Chris Long.
Chris, man, this dude can lay something out that is so complex and make it so simple. And it was, you never go into a game, or I never left the game and said, that team beat us in a way that Coach Tomlin didn't tell us was possible.
Got it.
Right? Or we did everything he said would lead to a win, but we still lost. Mm-hmm. Right? Like those things didn't happen. And the motivation was always there. And the other thing that to me is surprising is, you know, I mentioned Antonio Brown earlier, bro. Yeah. He has this incredible ability to allow you to be yourself within the team. Bro, Antonio, and this is just honest, he was not a good teammate.
Yeah.
Right? But he worked his butt off individually. Coach Tomlin was able to say, okay, I'm going to box that and allow that to affect the team, but I won't let the negativity to affect the team on
right,
the field.
Right.
And so I just expected that when we walked off the field, we were the last two people to walk off of the field after the Super Bowl in 2010, 2011. If you would have just told me he'd never get back to another one, by this point, I'd have thought you were out of your mind. And I also said that, like, he still has it. I just think he needs his Andy Reid run somewhere.
I couldn't agree more with that. And that's why I would have been answering the call when the Bears called about a trade. We'll go back to the previous call on this show and how they're going to have to start over a quarterback next season. You want to talk about first-round picks? That's where I would have started the conversation with the Bears. You want Mike Tomlin? What a perfect opportunity for him and for us after what really, I think, appeared to a lot of people, certainly to me, like a rock-bottom moment against the Ravens in that playoff game. That's a team that you should know very well, a team that they had historically competed with no matter what, And they just got absolutely buried and humiliated and embarrassed to the point where Kirk Herbstreit was saying that they looked like they were quitting. It just felt like a natural ending. And I think that Mike Tomlin is a good coach. I do. He's no longer a great coach. And I don't think he's the right coach for here. I would say the exact same thing about Mike Sullivan. And he arrived in New York because it was time to go here. He arrived in New York practically to a ticker tape parade. He arrived a conquering hero, and he hasn't done anything yet there. I think Mike Tomlin would benefit so much from a fresh start like that. So I agree with Ryan Clark, and I think the Steelers would too.
He would.
And that felt like a natural ending last year.
Because Tomlin is a good coach, no matter what people want to make him out to be. But he just does need a new situation. He needs a new circumstance. He needs new voices in the building. He just needs a fresh start. And sometimes you can be good at something, but it just eventually the well runs dry. And that is where he is with the Steelers now, where he can go somewhere like Andy Reid and it work out. And it would not surprise me. The whole, he could get hired in the next day or in a couple hours and it would be fine. I wouldn't doubt that at all and him have success.
Next.
Here's Tim in the North Hills.
Hey, Tim.
Hello, how are you?
Good, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk about successful season. And my approach would be a little different. I would say, first off, anything that beats the over-under number, which is still, from what I understand, believe it or not, only 8.5 wins, starts to, you know, be a little better than what everybody else expects. Then obviously if they make the playoffs, I think it's a start. And then obviously if they win a playoff game, but probably more importantly is how Aaron Rodgers plays and whether potentially he can still come back and be the person who could lead the team to a higher
level. What if Mason Rudolph comes in and wins a playoff game? Successful season for sure, right?
Well, certainly, although I would say that I don't see that happening. And I don't see the type of excitement that would be generated for the fan base.
Yeah. How excited are you for this season? That's another question for fans. Like what I would feel if I were a fan, more riveted, probably more excited for this year than I did for last year, I think. Do you?
Absolutely. And probably more so than, say, ever since the Ben Roethlisberger better years.
Thank you, sir. Tim was a man of few words. Was that his name, Limits?
Yes, that was his name.
Very succinct. Straight to the point. Nice man. Was he nice to you on the phone?
He was nice to me, but yeah. Not as nice as Big C in Fort Myers, who lives close to Ron, apparently.
What? Big C, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Have you seen Ron down there?
No, I've been trying to see it. I actually live in Fort Myers, not too far from him. I've been trying to catch him, and hopefully one day I will.
Just start going to every bar in town. You'll hit him sooner or later.
Whatever his spot is. What was the name of it? If you go there at like 4 o'clock, you will probably automatically see Ron.
Start taking trips seriously to every happy hour in Fort Myers, and you'll hit the one he's at.
You'll find him.
Well, I can tell you what, believe it or not, there are about 6 hot spots down here that are Steeler decked out. It's unbelievable down here.
Wow.
It is unbelievable the number of locations where Steeler fans just take over the establishment. It's mind-boggling.
Well, what's on your mind?
So I want to talk about the T.J. Watt issue, and what I have to say is this. He's a great player. You know, we value his work ethic and everything he's done for the black and gold, but when you look at the Lombardis, that's what it's ultimately about, right? The Lombardis. And you haven't won with T.J. Watt. And to spend that kind of capital on one player when you need help in so many other areas, they're not going to win with him. And we all understand that. So thank you, but no thank you. I think it's time to move on. I think you keep that money and you go invest in other players and you stockpile, you get draft picks, because that's what you're going to need. We talk about the quarterback situation. This is not the year. But I tell you what, I think they got a diamond in the rough with that Will Howard. So stay tuned for him and don't count him out yet. Joe, City Limits, you guys got the best show. I appreciate you and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Big C.
Felt like it was very well stated, Limits, did it not? I don't necessarily agree with everything, but I think he stated it well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.